USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Democrats believe they have found a way past a procedural hurdle, at least to start debate on their claim of voting rights legislation this week. Democrats say they plan to use existing Senate rules to open debate on two bills, the Freedom of Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. It will take 60 senators to agree to start a debate on the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said the House will vote on the two measures today. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott told Newsmax, nationalizing elections is a simple power grab by Democrats.
The Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power.
GOP Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California says he will not talk with the January 6th commission. Quote, this committee is not conducting a legitimate investigation as Speaker Pelosi took the unprecedented action of rejecting the Republican members I name to serve on the committee. End quote. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a health care plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
There is an update to the teen accused of killing classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan.
A 15-year-old Michigan teen charged in a November 30th killing spree at Oxford High School in Michigan had another not guilty plea entered on his behalf during a court hearing Wednesday. Ethan Crumbly appeared for his circuit court arraignment virtually after being bound over for trial last week on terrorism and murder charges in connection with that mass shooting that killed four students and injured seven. He'll be back in court January 19th. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The National Taxpayer Advocate is reporting your tax returns this year may be delayed. The Internal Revenue Service began last filing season with a backlog of 11.7 million returns from 2020, and the 2019 returns were not cleared until June of 2021. National Taxpayer Advocate Aaron Collins added that the IRS is in crisis. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republicans want to make it easy for people to vote and really hard to cheat. But that's not good enough for Democrats, according to Senator Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
They can't get their radical agenda passed, so they're just going to try everything they can to just try to change the rules. So think about it. We got inflation at 7%. We got an open border. We've got crime going up. We got our woke school districts. And are the Biden administration and Democrats solving any of those problems? No. They're after power, 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 power. By the way, this morning on Morning Joe, Schumer admitted, Democrat senators, we can't win if they start fixing these election laws to where we have free and fair elections. Making people get ID, oh gosh, that would be horrible. Oh, we can't ballot harvest? Oh, signatures have to match? That'd be horrible for us. And Schumer admitted it. This is all about winning elections. They want to take the power away from the people of America.
The ratings are up for the National Football League.
The NFL says viewership during the regular season that just ended is by far the highest since 2015. The league saying this season's average came out to 17.1 million viewers when including TV and digital. That's up 10% from the 2020 season. By far the most watched game was the Thanksgiving showdown between the Las Vegas Raiders and Dallas Cowboys. The NFL playoffs start Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.